In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Brothers and sisters, please be seated. We celebrate today the last of the 12 great feasts of the church year. And it's a feast not of the Savior, but a feast of one who is saved. The liturgical year is full of these great feasts where we commemorate all of the central aspects to the life of the Lord. But it's also populated with the feast days of the saints and many feasts dedicated to the greatest of the saints, the Most Holy Mother of God. We celebrate the last of these feasts, the completion of the liturgical year. And on it we commemorate the Holy Virgin Mother's death, burial, resurrection, and ascent into heaven. It's called the Summer Pascha. Of course, Christ's Pascha is the great Holy Pascha that we celebrate, the greatest feast of the year. But every time a saint enters through him into that newness of life, it's a little Pascha. And today we celebrate the Pascha of the Most Holy Mother of God. We think about the Old Testament times, how Moses led the people out of Egypt through the Red Sea. It wasn't just Moses who crossed in that Passover. It was everybody else who went along with him. We think of Joshua when he led the people into the Promised Land through the Jordan River. It wasn't just Joshua, but it was all of the people with him. And we think about Christ who leads us in this Pascha, this Passover, from death to life, from earth to heaven. It wasn't just the Lord, it was all of his people with him. And the Mother of God is the closest, of course, to him. We see this in our icons. The most common icon that populates the whole world is this icon here on the iconostasis, where the Mother of God is holding the Christ child in her arms, in her hands. She became the birth giver, the one who would make it possible for God himself to become flesh, to become one of us, so that we, by grace, might share in his life. And she has this close relationship with him. But we also see in the icon of the Dormition in the center of the church, if you will, kind of the reverse image of that. At the time of her repose, Christ comes and he receives her most pure soul into his hands. And he holds her in almost an identical fashion to how she held him. It's a great illustration of God's care and his love for us. She, of course, was that ladder by which he descended from heaven to the earth. She was that gate through which the great prince would enter and no one else would enter. It would be shut for ever virginity. She, of course, became that house that contained the wisdom of God. And on this feast, on this day, we remember how Christ himself leads her on his heavenly ladder to heaven. Leads her through the gate of heaven. Leads her into those mansions that he's prepared for her and for us. Everything that she did for him, he did for her. And this is a model of our life in Christ. That when we receive him and hold him close to us, he holds us close to him. And by this closeness, he translates us from death to life, from earth to heaven. When we look at the Mother of God in this icon, we see this relationship. But when we look at her face, we also see the face of her son. After the Lord ascended to heaven, the disciples couldn't look on that face anymore, except in his most pure mother. And she had a resemblance greater than any mother and son, because she was the only one who gave him flesh. There was no father. And looking at the Mother of God, they saw the identical image of her son. And the apostles rejoiced in that. They made icons of her. They visited her in Jerusalem and in Ephesus, and wherever she went. They rejoiced in being in her presence and seeing her, looking on her face because they saw the face of Christ. But more than that, her resemblance, her closeness wasn't just DNA. She had the same spirit. She was full of grace. The spirit that Christ has by nature, she had by grace. I want to read to you a short description of the Mother of God by St. Ambrose of Milan, who was a disciple of St. Ignatius the God-bearer and St. Dionysius the Areopagite, those who were contemporaries of the Lord and his Most Pure Mother, who walked the earth, who saw them face to face. St. Ambrose says, She was a virgin not only in body, but also in soul, humble of heart, circumspect in word, wise in mind, not overly given to speaking, a lover of reading and of work, and prudent in speech. Her rule of life was to offend no one, to intend good for everyone, to respect the aged, not to envy others, to avoid bragging, to be healthy of mind, and to be a lover of virtue. The Mother of God came close to the Lord, body and soul. And he made sure that she was close to him in translation from this life to the next. Brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this liturgical year, it's closed with the remission of the Mother of God. The great Pascha of Christ that extends to each and every one of us. Let us be people who come close to the Lord, resemble in holiness of body, holiness of soul. Let us be people who look to the Mother of God and see in her face the image of what a true Christian is, what it is to be someone who's saved. Let us emulate her. Let us ask her intercessions. This is a joyous feast for us, brothers and sisters, because we've been privileged to become close to the Lord, close to the Mother of God. Stay close. Stay close, and he'll receive us as he has received her into everything he's prepared for her and for us. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.